Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow Rob and me on social media as well. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. Rob, campaign just signs for 3 years, $19 million. With the Phoenix Suns. I know he's like, yo, give me some of that Chris Paul money. My goodness. But campaign gets a tenth of Chris Paul's $120 million contract, which we found out is not fully guaranteed. So I tell you what, Rob, and we're not going into this long range, but now you said last week you're not really into the Olympics. Have you watched much of it at all?
No. No, I've just seen the news clips and the highlights. You know what I mean? But
yeah, and I tell you, and I've been more into it than you, but the times are just crazy. Well, nobody's far as in Tokyo. It is what it is. Right. But like tonight, Team USA plays at 12:40 Eastern against Spain. Now I will stay up to watch it, but man, 12:40 Eastern, I got to get up early and do Undisputed too, but. Yeah, the times are throwing everybody off. And I love track and field, but I've missed a lot of that just not knowing when everything is on. And it's all spread out all over the place, so many channels, that it's really been a challenge to follow it.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, you can check out highlights quickly, but, you know, it's been tough.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for the most part. I just, you know, I'm not feeling it, but I'm keeping up with the things I need to for work related,
right.
But I'm not watching it.
Right, right. All right. Well, something you are watching is the NFL. And, man, we talked about it on Friday, Rob. Carson Wentz,
this guy just
cannot stay healthy. And it turns out that his foot injury that he suffered on Thursday toward the end of practice is now in need of surgery. I guess he had surgery today, actually. So they're saying
you can't mess around. Right.
Yeah, and they're saying he's out 5 to 12 weeks. And we talked about this, Rob. I said it. This is a guy who it just appears, and I'm not writing his obituary as far as a football player or a starting quarterback, but it just looks like physically he can't stay healthy. And this goes back to college, and whereas in college at North Dakota State, which was FCS, not FBS, Division I AA versus Division I, but they found injuries that they felt dated back to his childhood, his adolescence. All right, a stress fracture. And this foot injury, Rob, they think goes back to when he was a kid.
That's crazy.
It's a screw, you know, a bone came loose. And they think it was related to an old injury that he may have suffered in high school. And he's only played two full seasons in the NFL, and he just can't stay healthy. And now, look, I think, I don't know. They give him the 5 to 12-week timetable. 5 weeks, I'm guessing, Rob, is optimistic. And if you're the coach, you got to be extra careful with him. You certainly don't want to rush him back. You want to try to get him fully healthy and get the most out of him if you can, but this is huge for them. I thought they'd have a good year. I didn't think they were going to win the AFC, but I thought him being with Frank Reich would be a great reunion and that he'll be able to, you know, lead them to a nice season. And he still may, but it looks like he's certainly not going to be there for the start. And just horrible news for the Indianapolis Colts and for Carson Wentz.
Definitely. I mean, it's just, there's some guys like that. You get out of a place that things had gone south. You go to be reunited with Frank Reich, where you had a lot of success. You go to a team that has a lot of weapons, that the only thing they really needed was a quarterback because they had an old quarterback last year, Chris. It was like the perfect scenario.
Old man Rivers.
Yeah, you know, old man Rivers is right. And then before you can even get in the game, you get hurt. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Like sometimes you just shake your head at for certain people, and then other people play a whole career and never get hurt. I just don't. It's something. It's even when Kawhi got hurt this year, Chris. I remember the play. I get it. People take nasty spills. You know what I mean? And you go, oh, he probably broke something.
Right.
He was just bumped. Like, he was dribbling the ball up court, and he got bumped by a player.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like if you were to look at that and show that and say, do you think a player was injured on that? It would be no.
No
way. And then if you were to show me Giannis's injury, he's done. I mean,
well,
what?
Look, and Rob, I say it, man. It, you're right. And look, a lot of times some of the worst knee injuries are, they don't look bad. They're non-contact and all that. But some guys, if physically, they're, like I said it last week, I'll say it again. There's a reason that most of us human beings aren't in the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball or boxing or whatever you want to pick a professional sport. And it's not just because we're not good enough at the sport. We're not skilled enough at the sport. A lot of people couldn't, even if they were good enough, Rob, they couldn't get through an 82-game season in the NBA. The wear and the tear. They couldn't get through a 16 or now 17-game NFL season.
And we'll see this year, Chris. You just said it. How many players don't get through a 17-game season this year?
You and I talk about that. It's terrible.
Am I right?
It is terrible that they are playing a 17th game. One thing I, you know,
you better hope it's not like guys getting hurt at the end and then can't play in the playoffs, because then that's the worst part.
That's right. And it, I mean, there's enough instances where guys are hurt in the, you know, playoffs, right?
Right.
Now you want to add another game with all the worries about concussions and CTE. You want to add another game? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But they're doing it, and the players agreed to it. And I'm sure, you know, all the fantasy football players just fantasy football people just don't care and want to watch them get out there and play. And so we'll see about that. But here's the interesting thing, Rob. There are a lot of reports out there that are saying Nick Foles is the third string quarterback in Chicago, right? Of course, you got Justin Fields, the draft pick, rookie draft pick. You got Andy Dalton,
who they claim is going to start. They keep saying it. Where are you on that?
Well, I don't feel like I got to throw my rookie in right away.
Okay.
If he's ready, yes, I'll throw him in. But if he's not, I have no problem going with Dalton. Justin Fields is clearly the quarterback of the future there. But I don't mind sitting him a little bit. Heck, Pat Mahomes sat a whole year. Obviously, you saw what happened. Lamar Jackson sat initially, Rob, then gets put in. And, you know,
Aaron
you see what's
Rodgers
happened with him.
Sat for 3 years.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
A different league now, but
yeah,
but I get
yeah.
it.
But there still are a few guys. I mean, granted, most of the guys get going right away. But there still are a few that sit a little bit. So I just think it's competition. And the best man, may the best man win in that regard. But the reports, Rob, are people are saying that Indianapolis should go after Nick Foles. We talked about the reunion of Carson Wentz and Frank Reich. How about the reunion of Carson Wentz and Nick Foles? And then Foles kind of sold himself at a press conference today. Like, yo, come get me. Here he is.
Frank Reich is one of my favorite, if not favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, right, I haven't had any talks with him. I don't know. I'm a Chicago Bear right now. He knows me. He understood my mentality as a player. Listen, I'm 32. I feel great. The version of me right now is much better than the version that played in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that. And I'm confident in that. So put that through your mind.
I bet
first
that's
of all,
the type
Chris,
of stuff Russ
say,
said. I think that's the type of stuff Russ was saying to Kawhi.
I'm going to tell you this, Frank. I'm going to tell you this. No, it ain't. That Super Bowl he played was his greatest moment, and he played and Chris made every throw. He got a starting job two places after that Super Bowl. Do you remember? Everybody,
and
oh,
before.
Jacksonville.
And before, Rob.
Right. But Jacksonville, I'm saying afterwards. Oh, yeah,
right.
All they need is a quarterback. He lost his job 2 or 3 weeks into that, if you remember that.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Bears, lit up, had a great comeback, come from behind victory. Remember that?
Yep.
And then they couldn't score. He was terrible, Chris.
I agree with you. Nick Foles is a lot like Ryan Fitzpatrick. In that when the expectations are low, when I'm coming in to save the day and nobody expects anything, I'm going to be great. But if you expect something, when you put the franchise, the starting lineup on my shoulders and I'm your guy, I don't want that. And Rob, it told me he didn't want it. And obviously his production in various places, you know, you saw St. Louis, you know, after he played well in Philadelphia, right? Goes to St. Louis. Now, granted, he had Jeff Fisher there, so a lot of QBs haven't worked with Jeff.
Right,
but he struggled there.
We saw the difference, right.
Yeah. Right. Then he goes to Philadelphia, obviously wins the Super Bowl, and as you said, Jacksonville fails. Chicago fails. And, Rob, it told me about him when, remember, he could have left Philadelphia. Was it Philadelphia? Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. But he chose to stay in Philadelphia and be a backup, at least initially, right?
Right.
He chose to stay there because he probably knew, I don't want that. Right?
We saw it before, Chris. Where was he a starter? You just said it, with St. Louis, right? And What was the other place?
He
was.
Well, he started with the Rams.
Right.
You know, he started games here and there. Right. But, Rob G, when was it that he had a chance to leave, but he chose to stay with Philadelphia? Because he to be that, the backup. That was,
well, that he was took over. He took over for Mike Vick with Chip Kelly.
Right.
And he had the 28-2 touchdown interceptions. And then he cashed in after that. But it might have been the second time around.
Then he lost the job, I think. Yeah, he went to St. Louis.
He went to St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis, right? Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
But there was a point where he chose to stay and be the backup. But here's the bottom line on this. If Indianapolis don't do it, one, we talked about, I think he'll let you down. All right, he'll let you down. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just like Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to let the Washington Redskins down. Defense is great, but Ryan Fitzpatrick has started more than 8 games in a season 10 years, 10 seasons. And Rob, only one of those times has he led a team to a winning record. All right, so he'll look great for 3-4 games. And then when you start thinking, uh-oh, look at the Washington football team. That's when he'll come back to earth, or as you say, turn back into a pumpkin.
Right.
But with Nick Foles, if you look, I don't know what their relationship is, Foles and Wentz. I'm sure it's probably friendly, right? Cordial. They were teammates. But if you want to get anything out of Carson Wentz, you cannot bring Nick Foles there, Rob.
I agree. I think if you're going to bring Nick Foles, you might as well just cut Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
Don't even, dude, sorry. It just didn't work out. You got hurt. We can't wait. We're just going to ride with Nick Foles. I'm dead serious. You cannot bring
You're right.
Nick Foles.
I don't think that's the right football move, and I think you agree. But, yeah, if you do like Foles and you want him to stay, you're right. There's no way. I mean, this is what this whole move is about, right? A fresh start. He lost his team to Foles in Philadelphia. Rob, they got the Super Bowl. They did the right thing. Philadelphia is not their fault. But, Rob, that had to have a tremendous impact on Wentz's psyche. It just had to.
No, I don't disagree. I'm with you 100%. And that's why bringing him in would not work.
No way. So what I do if I'm them, I try to get Wentz healthy, and I try to ride with him this year. If he's bad or can't get healthy, gets hurt again, whatever it is, I mean, still, Nick Foles not the guy I'm looking at, but I may be looking to move on, but not necessarily with Nick Foles. But I'm with you, Rob. There's no way that they could do this. But what do you guys think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. With Carson Wentz on the mend, back on the injured list, should the Colts consider signing Nick Foles? Rob and I are a big no. What are you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. DJ Alex Teicher is back in full effect. And we're brought to you by AutoZone, because AutoZone has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. It's available on more than 100,000 parts. So visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Rob G is in the doldrums now because Alex Caruso is history.
What happened?
Alex Caruso signed a 4-year, $37 million deal with the Chicago Bulls.
Bye, Felicia.
So he and Lonzo Ball are reunited. I'm Rob not sure G, what they're okay? doing in Chicago.
What are they doing in Chicago? I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't know. But, so he's gone. The Knicks, Rob, Evan Fournier, 4 years, $76 million. But he's a good player. I mean, again, as long as they're working it out where they're going to keep their cap room in the future, I like Fournier. They bring back Derrick Rose at 3 years, $43 million, Rob.
Who would have thought that? I thought Derrick Rose was finished. I got
you know, he was their best player in the playoffs, though.
No, I know. I mean,
they went out meekly, but still, he was the best player.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Samuel in Tennessee. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Samuel.
All right, let's do
Samuel. You there?
Yes, all sir. Right. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. What's
you
up?
You just made it.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say I listen to y'all every night. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Oh, he's in a bad spot.
What did you say? One more time.
Oh, we got to move on.
Samuel, sorry, man.
Sounded like he was about to say, I do agree with Chris most of the time.
No, he was saying, I do agree with Rob. Rob is the ultimate, especially on a Magic City Monday. He sounded like one of those kind of guys. He didn't sound like he was going to Sunday school on Sunday, but that's another story. All right, Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what it do, people? Y'all good?
How you?
What it look like, brother, on the black hand side? You know, groovy.
Ain't nobody spitting my grits this morning, so I'm good.
There you go. Hey, you know that.
Hey, man, tell Alex, man, he can't have the hottest segment on TV show. Didn't miss 2 weeks in a row, man. What's going on with that, man?
I know.
I know. Y'all missed Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
I know.
I think that's y'all best spot because that's when all four of y'll are at y'all best, man. Y'all be having me roll.
He chasing them dollars, man, them greenbacks.
Yeah,
that's
he got
all right.
Those.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. They pay me more money. I stop listening to y'all, too. For real.
Dang.
I'm just joking. But, hey, yeah, they can't bring Nick Foles in, man. That's like asking a guy to work with somebody that his ex-wife cheated on him.
Right. You can't do that.
No, that's perfect. He can't be fighting them ghosts in his head trying to maintain his fight. You know, the game hard enough as it is. So, no, that'll ruin his psyche, bro.
Dre, you're right. That's a good analogy, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, here's your new partner, Chris. It's the guy your wife cheated on you with. Yeah, all right.
Right.
Yeah, how's that?
That would be ridiculous. Oh, man.
Only problem with that would have been 20 people for me, so it would have been hard to decide.
Look at you, man. I'm just kidding. Former Mrs. Rob Parker. He did not mean. Don't be lying up on here on your wife.
You know
your
that.
Ex-wife.
I'm just kidding. You know it had nothing to do with that. Jeff in Atlanta, you're the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
What's good, fellas? Good talking to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
I got a take here for the Colts. I'm a former season ticket holder. Grew up, born and raised in the Indianapolis area. I was there for the Manning days. I should be there for the Hall of Fame ceremonies this week, but I'm not going to make it, unfortunately. But here's the thing, Carson Wentz, they got to ride it out. They got to ride with Wentz at least this 1 year, see what happens. If it doesn't work out, I think it's all set up. This roster is built for Chris Ballard to put all the chips in the middle of the table, sign Aaron Rodgers next season, 3 years, $120 million guaranteed, and then make the Super Bowl contenders for 22, 23, and 24.
You sound like a Colts fan.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you sound like.
And you know what?
Because they're saying the same thing in Pittsburgh, right?
They're saying that everywhere. If they can get Aaron Rodgers for 3 years, you know what I mean, to give him a chance. But I hear you. But I'm with you on the Carson Wentz. You just got to let it roll this year. And if the guy gets hurt again or he doesn't play well, then you just cut bait. But you got to give him a chance. And Nick Foles is not the guy you should bring in.
Right. Obviously you shouldn't do it because of Wentz. But even if it wasn't about Wentz, I'm not bringing in Nick Foles.
We've seen it already. Haven't we seen this movie before?
How many times do we have to watch this? So, no. There's a reason, Rob. He's third string. There's a reason for that. It's not like he's behind Aaron Rodgers or
don't forget,
Pat Mahomes.
And they brought in
thinking he was their guy.
From Dallas.
Andy Dalton?
They brought in Andy Dalton. He was already there, Chris. They could have made him the starter, right? And just said,
they thought he was their guy. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
You start the season, and then we'll go from there. But they didn't even do that. So that tells you all you need to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We got our man Eddie House coming up in the moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is our man, the NBA champion, the Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, Eddie. Our brother, Eddie House. What up, bro?
Gentlemen, what's happening? How y'all doing?
How you? We are good.
I'm good. I'm good.
I know you see all this money flying around. You wish you were back in the NBA.
No, you drive yourself. I tell you this all the time. You drive yourself crazy thinking that. You right. have to be happy for the guys that are able here to take advantage of it right now and get their money. You know, you have to look at it like the guys that came before us were the trailblazers for our era to make big deals. So they are recipients of it. So I'm happy to see it.
I don't think there are a lot of huge surprises. I mean, everybody expects Kawhi to re-sign with the Clippers. Chris Paul re-upped with Phoenix. I'll throw this one at you. I mean, we'll get to the Lakers for sure. But I'll throw this one at you. Kyle Lowry is the biggest mover, biggest name on the move. He's going to Miami. They re-signed Jimmy Butler to an extension. How much does this change things for Miami? I still don't think they're there with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. And we'll see what Philly does. But does this make them a contender, like a legit contender in the East, or they're still like maybe slightly below those two teams?
I'll tell you what, just on the wow factor, it doesn't move the needle to where you feel like that was the piece to put them over the hump. But you can't put nothing past Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, and that organization. They always have their guys ready. They're always in shape. They're always going to play defense, and they're definitely going to be competitive. So you got championship pedigree over there with Kyle Lowry, with all the with the coaching staff and the organization. You can't put anything past them. But it'll be tough for me to think that they are getting past a healthy Brooklyn Nets team, or they're getting past a Milwaukee team that just come off of winning a championship, or if Philadelphia shores up their point guard position where they don't have to worry about a guy going to free throw line or not taking shots. So right. I still think that puts them either third or fourth in the East.
Eddie, we're going to get into Lonzo Ball. I'm just want to get your take on it. He signed with the Bulls.
And they didn't get much for him. It was a sign and trade.
Basically gave
him
away.
Thomas Satoransky, Garrett Temple in a second round pick.
Are you surprised where he is? I mean, he's improved. He's gotten better from, you know, when he first started with the Lakers. But has he maxed out? Why would a team like the Pelicans not want him with Zion, or think that he would be, you know, a great complement to a player like Zion Williamson? I'm just surprised that the Pelicans gave up on him.
Well, I don't think you should be too surprised. The Pelicans make a lot of head-scratching moves to where you look at it and say, I don't know about that one. Like,
right.
That doesn't really make sense, but okay, let's see where you're going with your vision. So it could be another one of them. I think that Lonzo Ball definitely has gotten better. Now, when he came out, he was touted as going to be the next Magic, Jason Kidd, all these things,
yep.
And he didn't live up to it early. But one thing about it is, that was our perception of him. We needed to maybe take a step back and say, how good can this guy really be? I think he's a really good player, and he's shown that he's willing to work on his game and improve. When people talked about his jump shot, he went into the lab and fixed his jump shot. I thought shot the ball damn well last season from the perimeter and from three. And then if you look at, like for a guy like Ben Simmons, and I don't like to call people out, but you need to work on your jump shot, and this whole time he hasn't been getting any better with it. So you have to tip your cap off and say, look, Lonzo's been working on his craft. He's trying to get his shot better. I think when a guy has that mentality, I think he can only get better.
So wait a minute. Let me follow up, Chris. Let me follow up. Because I hear you, and that's my point, is that he's improved, yet the Pelicans didn't want it. Is this just a money thing where they just don't want to pay him $84 million or $85 million? Is that what it is? Because you're right, he's gotten better. So I don't understand why you would cut the hook now as he's improved and worked on his game.
Yeah, I would feel the same way. I wouldn't want to do that either, especially when you have a young talent like Zion, and you compare him with a guy that can knock down shots, can space the floor, but is also a hell of a facilitator. One thing about Lonzo, he might not have the greatest shot when he first came in, but he could pass that basketball. And that's one thing that you can't really teach. That's an intangible that you have, and he definitely has that. So to see him not get re-signed, to want to see that your young core, your young nucleus is with a guy is a really good point guard and a really good finisher, a superstar in Zion. I don't know why you wouldn't want to pair that. You know, that may come out in the wash later on. You know, but as of right now, it's another head scratching move by David Griffin.
Well, and Stan Van Gundy took the ball out of his hands and put it in Zion's hands.
Right,
half
that was
the
another
game,
thing.
You know.
Yep.
But let me ask you this, Eddie. Along with this is still on Alonzo. Is it just to the point where in today's NBA, a point guard who doesn't score, you know, big points, and when I was coming up, and maybe even a little when you were coming up, you were taught to move that ball. You know, point guards push the ball up, look, get it, you know, push it up the floor on the pass, not necessarily the dribble. Lonzo does that. You know that he doesn't pad it as much as the point right. guards today. He's not a pick and roll, you know, great high pick and roll point guard. He's one that moves the rock, kind of like maybe some of the older school point guards. Do you think that a guy like that just isn't going to be as appreciated today because we're used to the Dame Lillards and Kyrie Irvings and guys like that?
No, I think you have to be crazy to think that. I mean, one thing we know this past – finals showed us totally opposite of what everybody, the motto that everybody's been having of just shoot three, shoot three, shoot three. You see what won the game, won the series, was rebounding the basketball, controlling the paint, getting points in the paint, and taking care of the basketball. Drew Holiday did a phenomenal job taking care of the basketball. The Phoenix Suns didn't. And not saying that Drew Holiday is a better point guard than Chris Paul, but he is not putting up the 40 points, but he did move the basketball. But then he also did what all point guards when I was coming up was taught to do. You better be able to get your team in the offense, and you better right. be a disruptor on the defensive end.
Speaking of Chris Paul and his deal, it's not fully guaranteed. Chris and I, when we first saw it, 4 years, 120, we're like, wow, he's going to be 40 years old. You're not surprised he came back, right, with the thought of maybe trying to run it back and get another shot at a championship. I'll be surprised if they get back to the championship. But good signing by the Suns?
I think it was a good signing because their window, okay? You have whenever you get an opportunity to knock on the door and play for a championship, you have a window that's there. And how do you maximize it? You want to keep the pieces that got you there. You don't want to let your main pieces go. And I think that the Suns had a little bit of reminding that they did that before when they let go of Joe Johnson, if you guys can remember that, and not signing Joe Johnson when their window was open and he was a very big time player that could get Steve off the ball and make plays. So I think the signing doesn't surprise me. It's something that if you are looking to make that push for a championship and you just tasted it, you have to try to run it back with your main guys. You don't want any of your main guys going. Bench players, most of the time, are expendable. And not only that, bench players are guys that are looking to go get their money off of what they've done in the postseason.
All right, we can't let you go without getting your thoughts on the Lakers trade for Russell Westbrook, LeBron, Westbrook, AD. What do you think about the move? You like the fit, don't like it, what?
I think they looked at the way that Milwaukee controlled the glass, and they played with some pace. So that think about this fast break coming to you. Russell Westbrook leading the break with AD or LeBron on the wing, or LeBron leading the break with Russ or AD on the wing. That sounds pretty scary. And now the scary thing on the flip side is when you get into a half-court game,
yes.
Where do you put Russ? Do you have him being the playmaker, or do you put him off to the side? It's hard to have LeBron be the playmaker when I believe that Russ's man is going to give more help than pay attention to Russ on the wing. And I want to see that adjustment, which most of the time Russ will probably be diving to the basket just to try to get a layup, being one of the most athletic players, the point guards ever played a game. I don't think he'll hang around that three-point line. And if he does hang around there and catch it, I think he's putting it on the deck again, trying to get back into the paint to get more paint touches.
So you like it. You sounds like you like it.
I would like to see Kyle Lowry get in that spot. I thought that would have been a perfect fit for him. I think it would have been a perfect fit for him to go to the Clippers if Kawhi signed. But, you know, that's not the case. He's going to Miami, you know, for what he does. But I like it for the star power of L.A. And also we're going to see. You know, this is the perfect telltale story of we going to see, make this work. Right. And I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of superstars getting it together and making it work.
I'm with you in that.
With the three, where's the shooting?
Yeah, they're going to have to put shooting around them, for sure.
Well, I think they will put shooting around, but I think it'll be guys that – what about Andre Iguodala, right? Did Miami sign him or not sign him?
No, he's out there.
He's unrestricted free agent, right? Yeah, right. They declined his option. That's a guy you could bring, a savvy vet, championship experience. We know he can knock down a three, and he also can defend and rebound the basketball. That'll be the type of players that I think that they'll look to surround these guys with, savvy vets who have made their money, who are looking to say, hey, man, I want to be on a team and be a part of something special.
I'm with you in that. I think in the half court, LeBron should be the point guard. And maybe they get Russ on the move. I don't know. I mean, that you don't see many guys doing that today. But he would be devastating as a guy on the move. You know,
I think that's the only way that you're going to have to play him that way. I think that it's going to be times where he will be a guy that just stands still, but he has to understand that guys are going to be playing off of him. When he gets the ball, you don't have to jack the three. You could take up the space that they're giving you. You could attack that defender, get him on his heels, and kind of dictate the game that way. I think – And I have no doubt in my mind, Russ will figure it out, LeBron will figure it out, AD will figure it out, and that coaching staff will figure it out.
How come they didn't figure it out in Houston?
What's that?
How come they didn't figure it out in Houston?
Well, I don't think they had an AD over there and a LeBron. You know, they had a James Harden. That's a different story. That's a different story. You're talking about two different players that play totally two different type of ways, you know, where James Harden is a guy that has to dominate the ball. I don't think LeBron has to dominate the ball to be great. I think LeBron is so great that at times he can defer. You know, we've seen him do that in Miami. But when the chips are on the table and all is on the line, you best believe that he's going to have the ball in his hand.
Yeah, I think LeBron should look at it like he's the third scoring option and get those two stars involved. He's going to get 20-plus points just by being out there. So I think he should look to feed them. But like you said, man, we will see. This is a chemistry experiment. Unlike any I've seen in the NBA, even more so than what we thought Brooklyn was
going to be. I think the lab's going to blow up, but we'll wait and see. That's my team.
Of course you think the lab's going to blow up.
You know it, Eddie. Come on, man.
He wants it to blow up.
He's hoping it's blowing up.
Right.
He's throwing a stick of dynamite in there.
You already know it. And closing the door behind me on my way out.
That's our man, E House. We appreciate the knowledge,
right,
brother. Thank you.
All right, you guys take care, brothers.
Yep. Sources say it's next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Alex is challenging me to sing this. I don't know what this is.
See, this is on your playlist. I know it. You live that glamorous life, see? Come on.
It sounds good. But anyway, it is a Magic City Monday, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
What is this, the 1 minute, one question version? What is this?
Two or three
questions. We can get three. I think we can get three.
All right, let's
don't
do it.
Don't be running.
Let's just get to
just
it.
Just because I won last week.
I ain't running.
I'm on
Are
a
you
roll.
Kidding me?
I'm on a roll.
Go ahead, Rob G.
All right, guys, it is Sources Say. We're trying to figure out Chris and Rob tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. Here we go. Question number one, or story number one, rather. My sources say that the Caesars Superdome, the new home of the New Orleans Saints, is making NFL history by becoming the first team ever next season to have Old English malt liquor on tap in the stadium. Chris, my source is good.
Wow. I'm going to say that's false.
I'm going to say that that's true because you could get a 40-ounce. You remember, Chris, you had
Ryder,
a couple
of 40. Are they going to be selling 40s?
They're going to be selling 40 ounces in the place because OE used to come in the 40-ounce.
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to say that's true. OE is making a comeback 40s. In America.
You sit on a throne of lies.
All right, maybe not.
Sorry about that.
Did you just make that up, Rob?
No, Ralph gave me a story about how I think Coors is dropping all of these different beers, and one of them they're dropping is Old English.
Are they really? Yeah. So that's
oh,
it.
There's no wow.
Racist.
All right, here I know, we go. Right?
Story number
that was the
racist.
Black beer.
Story number two. My sources say that USC wide receiver Brew McCoy is suspended indefinitely after what police say he had intimate partner violence, whatever that means. Intimate partner violence.
It sounds like
Chris. My source is good.
I mean, not that it's as bad, but it sounds like a Trevor Bauer.
Right.
Type.
What does that mean? I never even heard of that.
I'm gonna say true.
Yeah. I mean, that I'll go true because I don't think you make that up, Rob G.
Bro.
Yeah, it's what not one of my do? Favorite stories. I don't know. There was a police report, and he was let out on bail, but we do not know the details yet.
Am I missing something? What?
Stay in your seat after the segment. I want to say something to both of y'all that's related.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Story number three. My sources say that Lamar Jackson, who's a friend of the show, I don't care if he's never been on, he's getting a statue at the University of Louisville Football Stadium. Chris, my source is good.
Wow. I believe that. True.
That should be false. For what?
MVP in NFL.
Nah, you got to do more than that. Come on, man. Come on. Win a Super
Alex,
Bowl.
Alex, get the bongos ready.
That talk about premature.
Bro. Rob, you can see me. Groove with me.
The champ is here.
I
groove
please.
With me, man.
Unbelievable.
We'll do
it's
one more.
Over.
We'll do one more for fun.
Let's go home. Let's go home.
My sources
that would be like
say,
putting me in the Hall of Fame in my high school. Oh, wait a minute.
Wow. My sources say
you
that.
You find a way to work that into every other show. You know
yes.
That?
until September 30th, it's going to be worked in. Go ahead, Rob.
Very quickly, the U.S. men's soccer team, after their Gold Cup victory, created an impromptu slip and slide in their locker room using only vodka. And my source is good.
I think that's false.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. False.
You sit on a throne of lies.
3-0, Alex, bring it. Rob, rock with me. Rock with me.
Can I leave now? Do I need to sit
when
here?
The beat drops, when the beat drops, Rob, let's get it.
Oh, God. I'm about to throw up in my mouth.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.